welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from Wreck My Podcast, Craigor.
Eddie,
okay, we'll go with that.
We have a Christmas tree.
We are on the fifth issue of this Flash story arc. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last four issues, as well as episodes 6 through 8, 109 through 115, and 148 through 154. So this episode, this issue is confusing. It happens.
This issue.
This one.
Okay, basically
It's gonna be a recap. Like this is.
It's a bunch of older stories that they've put together pieces of to give us sort of the history of Flash with the Kid Flash.
This is literally just a reprint from issues 110 and 149. And you're right. It's the Kid Flash origin story, and then
One of them's like the.
Kid Flash going to the future for this weird... Well, not future, this alternate world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, all of it amounts to we're getting the Flash reminiscing on, you know, his relationship with the Kid Flash.
Yep.
And we are getting a Flash flashback.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to make it quick. Kid Flash gets his powers the same way that Barry Allen got his, in the same exact place.
Yeah, ironically.
It's not original or anything.
Well, for 19... Let's see, what year would that have been? Had to have been, like, late 50s, early 60s. So...
This came out in 80s?
This was 85.
And we're in... These are what episodes or issues, what?
This one's 344.
So, yeah, this would have been in the 60s.
Yeah, so... It makes sense.
Yeah, anyways.
I do have to butt in real quick.
Go ahead.
If I'm the Kid Flash, once I'm an adult, I'm changing my superhero name.
He does, after Crisis, he does. We'll actually get to that.
Oh, so you're not going to tell me what he changes it to?
Do you want to know what he changes it to?
Yeah.
The Flash. I would like to know.
Really? Oh.
What does he call himself? Well, that's confusing.
Actually, it's not, because Barry Allen, spoiler alert, in the Crisis on Infinite Earth, Barry Allen dies.
That's not what I just said.
Oh, no.
I didn't even know what I just guessed. It's okay. It's just Barry Allen.
It's fine. He comes back. He's okay.
Do.
Actually,
hey,
He wasn't supposed to.
anyway, so, you know, they go through, like, Kid Flash origin story. Then it talks about, you know, them saving some
The one thing I will point out, so when Kid Flash goes to this other world, I believe this is the 149 issue. He gets attacked by these criminals from that world. He gets shot, rushes back to the Flash, and then loses his memory.
Yep.
Okay. Shit happens. That sucks. Weird, but that sucks. Flash takes him back to... He takes him to some of their old hijinks, or not hijinks, but cases that they did to try and jumpstart his memory, but it doesn't happen, so he... takes him back as Wally West to the West
household.
Thank you. And then he decides, well, it's 6:30 at night. I know what Kid Flash is doing. He's gonna be watching the whatever show. So what I need to do is rush over there and give him a shock. So he goes and he unmasks himself on TV for like a split second, just quick enough for Wally West to see Barry Allen as Flash. Why that works, I don't know. But apparently it kickstarts Flash or Kid Flash enough to...
Oh my god,
also, like,
Flash.
Yeah.
Also, like, it doesn't make sense, like, okay, I'm going to leave him with his parents. He has amnesia. So he doesn't know he can go super fast, so he's just going to randomly move or, like,
right?
He's going to say or do something to, like, expose himself.
Like, all he does is, like, oh, I'm going to take a run to the kitchen real quick, and then he ends up in California. I don't know.
He ends up in China.
It's just, it's stupid. Kid Flash does get his memory back. Yay, they go to the other world to stop. Actually, they go to the other world to stop these bandits. And again, this is a reprint, but they left out panels because this is just a filler issue for whatever reason. Well, actually, the reason is so they can stretch this out to 350 issues total. Yeah. But they don't actually show the Flash and Kid Flash stopping the burglars.
They just show them chopping their guns in half and then running away.
Yeah. So,
anyways,
I don't know.
And then we get back to the courtroom, and Cecile's like, Flash, did you catch that? And he's like, oh, I must have been daydreaming in this most important, you know, event of my life.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, and then he's like, pardon me, but could I have you repeat that for the entire group? And then he's like, the Flash could have done something else to stop this from happening.
Yeah, Kid Flash says it was not necessary to kill Reverse Flash. You can see in his face.
No, but it was fun. No.
I said, you can see in his face how disturbed he is by this. He doesn't like the fact that he is going against his mentor and best friend. But what else is he going to do? Mentor. Well, yeah. I'm trying to pad out this episode a little bit because it's literally only been like 5 minutes and I want to get at least 10. He's talking to Morgan.
You were talking to Ryan, right, Ryan?
Ron.
Ron?
I've only introduced him 5 times. It's fine.
Hey, I got the R part right.
Fair enough.
That's fair. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Morgan.
Hello.
Do it. Do it. Oh.
She said hello.
I heard that, but put her on camera.
She said no.
I know.
No, she's writing on paper asking what we're not even like this is gonna be cut out later, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you can talk to me.
Okay.
She's gonna go to Taco Bell. You guys want anything?
dude, can you give me like the what is that?
Crunchwrap Supreme.
No, I want the Chalupa.
Oh my god,
the Chalupa.
Can I get a Chupacabra?
Joe, you give me. That's my go-to is Crunchwrap.
Actually, that's not my go-to. My go-to is the Quesarito.
Quesarito.
Yeah, the Quesarito's good.
What's a quesarito?
It's like one Rito, except it's a whole case.
so it's like if you got a quesadilla at Costco.
I like that. So the quesarito they have is like it's steak and rice and the sauce in the burrito, and then it's got like this special, I don't know, like sauce around it, and then another. Burrito.
Oh, so you're not gonna leave without Javon.
No, you need to make sure you know what you want.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, hold on 1 second.
You're good. You're good. All
right.
We're just gonna leave this in the episode.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Maybe.
And,
actually, I might.
That'd be hilarious.
I guess I'm kind of intrigued. Give me a quesarito. I'll try the quesarito.
It's actually pretty damn good.
Well, I always get a Crunchwrap Supreme. That's my go-to.
You can get
the one that had the 7-layer Crunchwrap Supremes.
I do remember that.
Those are the best.
The quesarito, you can get steak, chicken, or beef. Just so you know.
Bird.
Bye.
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 Nice.
It was nice hearing you.
They said it was nice hearing you, Morgan.
The feeling is mutual.
Awesome. And that's how we end that issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Kreger, please check out the Wreck My Podcast, where they talk about whatever they feel like talking about. You can find them on all major podcasting apps by searching Wreck My Podcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.